All right. Welcome to what would Leland do? Welcome to what would Leland do with Sir Dylan and Sir Christian. Today we are talking about law number 17 of the 48 laws of power, which is, guys, you want to help me out?
I do want to help you out. The 17th law of power is cultivate an air of unpredictability.
Cultivate an air of unpredictability. So keep your opponents off balance. What jumped out at you guys? Dylan, what jumped out at you, sir?
The thing that jumped out most to me is something that you seem to be very good at. David is appearing to have no strategy. Often I'll text you, what are you doing? And you're like, I don't even know what I'm doing. So I don't know. It makes me think of you and how you appear to have no strategy, but at the end of the day, you have clearly have a strategy.
That's funny. I think that's good. I'll take it as a compliment, but that's funny. Yeah. So one of the things that scramble old patterns, like I do, that's like the second way that you can keep your opponents off balance. I do that sort of deliberately, both like just regularly in my life. Like I'll try to like do something just totally random, but just for fun, it's always one like good to throw things off balance. Christian, do you ever do any of this stuff with your like with your career?
As far as unpredictability, not exactly. I mean, I'm always going back and forth and trying new things constantly every 6 months or so. Really, the thing that jumped out at me when it came to this is something I learned from another one of Robert Greene's books, which was The Art of Seduction. And it talked about this without me knowing I was actually learning this law of power. And so there was this girl I was interested in. And I found that whenever I'd act really interested in her, like a week, she would be excited at first, and then she'd lose interest by the end of the week. So then I'd give her just totally the cold shoulder for like the next week, and I'd barely talk to her, barely respond, anything like that. And then what do you know? She'd really like me again. And this went on for like 3 months straight. And I think the fact that I was just completely unpredictable and she couldn't make sense of it. Like, does he like me? Does he not? Eventually she was just hooked. And then I ended up dating her for over 3 years. So allows you to control people. That's for sure.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting too. Cause like, I mean, I'm married right now, but we deliberately sort of break old patterns just because otherwise like, I think it's one of those things that's like a longevity practice as well as like when you first meet people, like it's going to work at the beginning, in the middle, and hopefully towards the end too. Cause I know most people, I don't know, I get bored by routine. I don't know if that could just be me, but.
Yeah, I mean, you always hear the term new and exciting used with relationships, you know, and how that gets lost, that the luster of the relationship gets lost because it stops being new and exciting. And yes. I think, it's just that you get stuck on those patterns and your relationship becomes very predictable, which isn't very new or exciting.
Yeah, no, for sure. And so like, if you build it into your relationship, I know like, you know, just go do something new once a month, twice a month, spend some time away from each other. So what else? So keep your opponents off balance, be unpredictable. What were some other things that jumped out?
Well, just another story that comes to my mind is there's a company that I'm doing some work for, some sales for right now, and my boss is a bit of a hard ass, right? So he expects everyone to do everything a certain way and be very on it. And so I started off doing that the first month or so, but then now it's like every other week I kind of just throw stuff at him and I'm like, oh yeah, I'm doing this right now. And or I'll be talking to him on the phone and be like, hey, you probably don't like this, but I do it this way. And he's like, well, no, you have to do it the other way. But then after 2 weeks, I'll go back to like saying exactly what he says and all that. And what I've gotten to is a point where now I used to do leads as far as 2 hours away, all the way up in Cheyenne or all the way down in Pueblo, way far away. Suddenly I'm like, well, I need to, you know, need to have all my leads close. So now everywhere I go is only 20 minutes from my home. And he doesn't know if he's going to lose me or not, but I'm one of his great guys. And it's because I've cultivated that air of unpredictability that he doesn't know what I'm going to do next.
Yeah. And as you were talking, I thought a lot about like sales and negotiating sales where you know, if you're trying to get a deal done, there might be a deal that's available right now and you don't know what it's going to be in the future. And that unpredictability can help you close because, you know, people want to like, they want to know that like, hey, get my roof fixed at this cost. I don't know if we'll be available next week, you know. But building that unpredictability into your sales, like we do the same thing with some of our consulting. It's like, you know, we really don't know what the availability will be next week. And that helps when you're negotiating with your opponents, so to speak, understanding that if you keep them off balance, when they get a pattern that they recognize and an opportunity that they want, they're really quick to latch onto it because it's comforting and they don't need to like be suspended in terror as they used.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so true. And it can also work against you too, though. There was a guy I spoke to about a month ago and he was, an army veteran himself, actually, definitely had a little bit of PTSD, a very interesting guy. But I ended up staying at his house for about 2.5 hours, which is really long for a sales appointment of this type. Normally, they only last about an hour. And somehow it got to the topic of where he was just, you know, I don't know what kind of projects we're doing this summer. You know, I just don't want to have yours going on all the time. And somehow he got my head all twisted up, thinking that really it was just timing when... And my original quote from him was like $11,000. And eventually, somehow, after sitting there the whole time, he eventually got me down all the way to cost, where I didn't make a single dollar on it, all the way down to $4,000 on an $11,000 job. And I leave there, and I drive 5 minutes away, and immediately I get a call. And his wife goes, oh, hey, yeah, we're going to do it now. And I'm like, wait, what? And the entire time, I was just so confused. And then I was like, you know what? No. I know this was. And he was trying to tell me that it was just his wife's decision, right? It was so low that she was going to do it, and he really wasn't going to do it. So I got back to their house. I signed him up. They still, like, promised that to me. And I was like, okay, so I was right. I really did have to drop the cost. But then as I drove away, 20, 30 minutes later, I was sitting in my car, and I was like, no. Like, these people fully just messed with me the entire time, got me to the point that I didn't even know what the heck I was talking about because they got me so off, you know, the topic by essentially just being unpredictable. And, you know, they got me for all I was worth.
So they scrambled you by being unpredictable.
Yeah. They're like, I want it, but well, oh, it's great. But back and forth. And eventually, yeah, I just, all right, here you go.
It's always interesting when you read one of these laws and you're like, oh man, that like I got swindled or I made that mistake, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So number five, or the fifth way to keep your opponents off balance, was to strike without warning. And so one of the ways that I use this is when I will, you know, like Dylan was saying, like I appear to not have a plan and I sort of don't, but like when the moment strikes, so to speak, like I will send a message to somebody kind of in a not negotiating situation, but sort of like, hey, here's what I want to do. And I think a lot of times it'll catch them off guard in a way where like they don't really have a plan to say yes or no. So they just say like, yes. But I think a lot of times coming out of the blue or like making a negotiation or an offer like out of left field can be good because people just don't like, they just don't have time to, yeah, it just catches them off guard. It's just another way to keep your opponent off balance.
Yeah.
All right. What other notes you guys have? Is that it? That's all I had.
That's pretty much all I had too.
All right. So law number 17, keep your opponents off balance, whether you're negotiating or in sales, cultivate an air of unpredictability. I guess we should touch on the last point, which is about sort of what Christian touched on, but if you do it too much, that you look like you're not disciplined and that you're scattered and that you're disorganized. So this needs to be sort of a, like you need to have your main playbook really pretty solid. And then you need to go to this sort of periodically. You can't, your main playbook can't be random and crazy. Otherwise it works against you, right? Is that what you guys took away from that?
Yeah. It's interesting that you frame it that way because in sports, a lot of times, what they'll do is they'll scout against their own team. So they'll have the defense scout the offense to try and pick up on tendencies so that they can become less predictable as an offense or a defense, yet still sticking to what they do best. So I think that definitely plays out in multiple facets of things that we see every day.
Yeah, it's interesting that, you know, if you really dive into this book, that like a lot of it's power-based and psychological, you know, psychology-based, but there's an interesting correlation with like sports as well. I know, you know, we've all sort of have a sports background, but, you know, being unpredictable in sports is huge in all sports, right? Like the ultimate advantage is just getting your opponent to lean one way while you go the other way. and that's all just being a little bit unpredictable, but I'm glad you brought that up because, I think sports ties in really well to the 48 laws of power, at least most of them. Cool. Anything else you want to bring up with law number 17?
Mostly I just want to tag onto that sports thing a little bit. I used to play a ton of ping pong and I'd find when playing people normally, like I've played it a ton. So I normally I'd be winning, but if someone else started winning, what I'd always notice is that there'd be a certain pattern going on. And so then immediately I would just go, all right, well, I'm hitting like this. They're hitting like this. They're beating me. I just got to completely change this. And so then suddenly my strategy is just sideways. And then they never know what to do about it. And next thing you know, I'm back on top.
Yeah, exactly. You just every once in a while, you just whack them with the ball as hard as they can. Just get them off balance. Just like in baseball, right? Throw out their head every once in a while. All right. That's good. Law number 17, what would Leland do? Guys, I appreciate it. Thank you for your time.
Thanks, David.